Welcome once more to Heart and Soul. I'm David Evans with you today. Jan Baker and I are swapping places on the program as she brings us the word for today. Hear about rising up out of depression a little later. Also later in the show, we'll be giving you the real story about the origin of a classic hymn rather than the myth that has arisen about its first writing. But more about that later. First, the Don Marsh Singers with the hymn Immortal Invisible.
Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear.
And when we fall.
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
John McNally's rendition of Amazing Grace.
Playing the music of the church throughout the ages. Heart and soul.
Elisha Albright Hoffman wrote 2,000 hymns in his lifetime. He lived from 1839 to 1929 and served as a Presbyterian minister in the United States. One of his better-known hymns is one that came about through a woman who had many experiences of sorrow. When once she asked Hoffman what she should do, he replied, "You cannot do better than to take all of your sorrows to Jesus. You must tell Jesus." That's the title of the hymn, presented now by Kim Boyce.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he
I will sing of my Redeemer. And there'll be more singing soon, including a hymn that really didn't get inspired, as everyone thinks.